Have you ever seen the nest of any of those?
Yeah, a hornet. I built this nest on the tree and it slings down. I've seen them that big.
Uh-huh.
About a hole in them.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they're going in and out.
What is that, about a foot around, huh?
Yeah, and over a foot. I've seen them over a foot.
How long are they?
Oh, they just that big.
How about the kind of, what kind of king animals build those things to the eaves of the house?
Oh, that's wall.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ever had any of those that build nests out of dirt and don't go in?
That's dirt dogs.
Okay.
I see.
And what about these little things that fly around at night and light up?
Lightning bolts?
Yeah. And how about, the kind that don't, they fly around, they have long, thin wings. You see them kind of drifting around near ponds. Have you seen those bugs?
Oh, we call them mosquitoes, but the snake feeders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's it.
That makes it. Yeah, good.
That long way.
Uh-huh. They don't bother that. They don't sting.
No,
they don't sting.
Sometimes they're sitting there on posts. How about these things you cut up and when you cut them, your eyes water?
Onion.
All right, now, how about the small ones?
They grow in bunches and little clumps, you know. That stinks so bad.
I
think for us onions. Garlic.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking of little onions, you know, the kind of...
Oh, I've got a lot of them down there.
What would you call that kind of thing?
We call it green onions.
Uh-huh. You ever use the term shallots or spring onions?
No, we just call them young onions.
I see. Now, you mentioned it's something that when you put them in water and it shrinks up, you know, when it's in the water, you know, some kind of a vegetable or something. You might say it shrinks up, or you might say it does something else, like shrinks up, or even shrivels up. If you talk about cabbage, you say those cabbage you really need to go over with me. And I wanted to get a couple of other things. I think I asked you about your parents' place of birth, didn't I? Your mother and your father?
Yeah.
How about their formal education?
Well, they didn't get much education in those days. You know, that's back 100 years ago.
Uh-huh.
See, my granddaddy on mother's side left me 96, and my mother left me 86.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting it over she was.
Yeah. And you said your father was a farmer.
Well, no, not exactly a farmer.
He was maintenance.
He worked in the car works there.
That's right.
In North City. And then Matt was down here.
And your mother didn't work.
No.
How about your mother's parents? Your mother and your grandparents.
Yes, barely can remember.
Uh-huh. You remember?
She smoked clay pie.
Uh-huh.
And after dinner, she let her dishes go. She go into the fireplace. She kept laying up on a little shelf there.
Uh-huh.
And she got her some old homemade tobacco and sat there and puffed that and never swallowed none of it.
Uh-huh.
And she wouldn't do a thing, but she smoked.
Uh-huh.
And then she'd get up and go ahead with her dishes.
I see. And did your grandfather, your mother's father, work? Was he a farmer or?
No, he's a farmer.
Uh-huh.
He's a farmer.
And your father's parents also?
Yeah, they're all farmers.
Okay. And I asked you about your second wife now was born here in Sweetwater. And how about her parents?
They were born here too, I reckon. I don't know.
One other thing, the people, most of your associates, I imagine you meet a lot of different people, barbering,
Different kinds of people.
All kinds.